Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Wonder where Miss Message can be. She's just not in here right now. What is this? The first letter right on top of things says, "Dear Mr. Postmaster, I had to take the day off today because I had a special project I was working on, and I'm going to have to miss reading letters this afternoon, but I will be back tomorrow. Love, Miss Message." Well, Miss Message, I'm sorry you're not going to be here today. What am I going to do without somebody to talk to? Well, I guess you had the same problem earlier when I was away on my trip and you were here by yourself. But I know what I'm going to do. My great tape recorder with all those sounds that I recorded around the world is here, and I also have some music recorded, so I'm just going to put a little music on to get me in the Christmas mood, and then I'm going to read some of these letters, and there were some nice ones. Remember yesterday afternoon we said we would read the letters from the second grade class at Madison Elementary School. Well, we opened Santa Claus's letter, and oh my, are there a stack of letters here. So, while we have some nice music for Christmas mood, let's read the letters from the second grade class at Madison Elementary School. First letter is from Daisy Mae Dwyer. "Dear Santa, I've been very good this year. I'd like to thank you for all the great gifts and presents you gave me last year. This year, Santa, I would like to have a doll, a set of jacks, and some storybooks, candy and oranges, nuts and tangerines. Love, Daisy Mae Dwyer." Isn't that a nice set of things that Daisy Mae wants? Here's a real short one from Kathy Coxon. Kathy writes, "Dear Santa Claus, I've been very good. I want a watch." Okay, Kathy, we'll pass that right along to Santa Claus. A lot of short ones in this collection from the second grade class, Madison Elementary School. Here's one from Pam Manuel. Pam writes, "Dear Santa Claus, I want a doll for Christmas, and I want a pocketbook. P.S. I've been good." Pam Manuel. Nicely written, too, Pam. You second graders certainly do a nice job with your writing and with drawing pictures. David A. from Madison Elementary School, second grade, has drawn three Christmas trees with lots of presents under them right across the bottom of his letter. David writes, "Dear Santa Claus, I'm writing to tell you what I want for Christmas. A racing track, green machine, Jeep, airplane, and P.S. I've been good at home and school." Both places, David? My goodness gracious, you have been good. Well, here's Eugene Washington's letter. Eugene writes, "Dear Santa Claus, I want a bike for Christmas, and a radio, and a watch, and I will leave you some cookies and milk." Yes, Eugene has been good. That's a nice way to end it. Eugene Washington, grade 2, Madison Elementary School. I guess one of Gene's classmates is Gwendolyn Page, because her letter is in here, too. And Gwendolyn has a very nice style of printing. "Dear Santa Claus, I want a pocketbook and a pair of skates and clothes and a chalkboard and gloves. I was good this year, Santa, and I love you. And have a nice Christmas." And, says Gwendolyn Page, "I will leave some milk and some cookies." The end. Not the end at all, Gwendolyn, just the beginning of a nice correspondence with Santa Claus. Here's a two-in-one letter. Comes from James Rodney Jackson and also from Darlene Jackson. James Rodney writes, "My name is James Rodney Jackson. I'm in the second grade at Madison Elementary School. Would you please bring me a bicycle and a football and a Jamie and Steve Austin truck and Bionic Man and Woman? And I will leave you some ice cream and cookies. I love you, from James." And on the same page, "Dear Santa, my name is Darlene Jackson. I'm James's sister. Would you please bring me a doll and a big wheel and a tricycle? I don't go to school. I will also leave you some candy and ice cream. I also love you, from Darlene." That's Darlene Jackson and James Rodney Jackson. Thank you, children, for a very nice letter to Santa Claus. Look at Garrett's letter, would you? Garrett Wood. Garrett, the nice bold printing across the page says, "Dear Santa, I have been a half-good boy. Now, I would like to have a set of soccer boppers, guns, and a mask, and a watch, and an Indian tent, and a tractor-trailer truck from Garrett Wood. P.S. See you at Christmas. Garrett, how are you going to see Santa Claus? You're going to be standing there peeking out behind when he comes. Look out. Here's a nice letter with lots of drawings across the bottom. Beautiful packages and Christmas tree and Christmas decorations hanging all around. And this is from Daisy. And Daisy says, Dear Santa Claus, I'm writing to tell you what I want for Christmas. Here is my list. I want a watch and a bicycle and a set of jacks and a crayon book and crayons, a coloring book and crayons. And over on the back it says, Big blue crayon and I love you from Daisy. And Daisy's got a friend here in Madison Elementary School named Rusty. Well, I don't know whether it's Daisy's friend Rusty, but they're all friends in the second grade at Madison Elementary. Rusty writes, Dear Santa Claus, I'm writing to tell you what I want for Christmas. Here's my list. I want a wagon and a ball and a bunny. And I've been halfway good this year. We got a bunch of halfway good characters in that class. Here's somebody who's been good this year, not just plain halfway, but good. And this is Kim. Kim has drawn a Christmas tree with packages at the bottom of the letter. Dear Santa Claus, I'm writing to tell you what I want. I want for Christmas, here is my list, skates. P.S. I've been good this year. My name is Kim. And here's Willie Todd Price writing. And Willie Todd has got another great big Christmas tree. These children in the second grade class at Madison Elementary School have drawn some beautiful things on their letters. Willie Todd writes, Dear Santa Claus, I'm writing to tell you what I want for Christmas. Here is my list. Radio. P.S. I've been fairly good this year. Signed, Willie Todd Price. And those are two stockings hanging up there beside the tree. All those letters are from the second grade class at Madison Elementary School. There was a lot more in Santa's mailbox today. Let me get just a couple of others. By the way, Miss Message is not here. She left me a little note saying she was off on a special project and she'd be back tomorrow. My name is Thomas Brizolara. For Christmas, I would like Adventure People, Sea Explorer, Cars and Trucks, Pittsburgh Steeler Suit, and some surprises. I will leave you some cookies and milk. Merry Christmas, Thomas Brizolara. P.S., says Thomas, don't forget my big brother David, because I love him. And this must be in the same family, same letter, came in the same envelope. Dear Santa, my name is Susan Brizolara. For Christmas, I would like a doll and carriage, stuffed animals, and some records, and I'll leave you some cookies and coffee. Merry Christmas, Susan Brizolara. Did it ever occur to you that's why Santa Claus is so fat and jolly? Because he has so many nice children who leave him so many good things to eat? Here's a letter all written in red from Alan. Dear Santa, I've been a good boy this year, and my little sister has been good too. I'm 3 years old, and I would like for you to please bring me a projector and a play drill and also some new books and records. My sister would like a play oven. Thank you very much. I'll leave you some milk and cookies on Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas. Love, Alan. P.S. I have drawn a picture for you, and Alan's picture is one of the most remarkable Christmas pictures I have ever seen. It is just splendid, Alan. It goes every which way, doesn't it? And it shows me a lot of things. Thank you for the nice picture, Alan. Stick that right in the mailbox. Old Sam the Courier Elf will be along here very shortly. Goodness, we're just about out of time. I got a couple of more letters with more beautiful illustrations on them from Kevin White and Keith White. And Keith writes, I am 11 years old, and I would like an Emerson record player, a metal model kit, and a Mighty Max. And I will leave you a piece of cake and cocoa. And Kevin White's letter is in the same envelope. I'm 5 years old. My big brother is writing this for me. I would like a football uniform and a putt-putt train and a gumball machine, a super tow, and some surprises. And Kevin White says, I will leave you a piece of cake and cocoa. This is from Kevin and Keith White, who live at Radiant in Madison County, Virginia. And that is about all the time I'm going to have for letters tonight. Miss Message will be back tomorrow night, I'm told, and that sounds like real good news for me. So I hope we'll see you then. Good night.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox. Or, if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.